You are listening to Member Supported KAXE KBXE. It's time to talk government and politics. Tina Smith represents Minnesota in the U.S. Senate. She joins us this morning to fill us in on what she is working on in Washington, D.C. Senator Smith, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Heidi. It's great to be with all of you, and I hope everyone in the North Country is surviving this cold snap that we're having.
Yeah, only, 20 below overnights, but it's warming up this week, so we're used to it.
That's good.
We are hardy folks, as are you. You know, it's really hard to believe that it's only been 3 weeks since the Capitol insurrection. I think it's something we need to remember because it's not that far away, and it's something we're going to remember in this country. What was it like for you? How are you holding up?
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. It was so amazing to be on the west side of the United States Capitol a week ago today for the swearing in of President Biden and Vice President Harris, and to think that only 2 weeks before there had been that violent mob storming the United States Capitol, breaking windows. I could see the boarded up windows from where I sat on Inauguration Day, trying to overturn our election. And that's what happened. And I think you're right. This is not something that we should just forget. A lot of people have been saying, oh, we need to just move on and come together and unify. And I certainly want us to find unity, but I want us to find unity based on the truth and the facts that our former president incited a riot that resulted in loss of life and violence. And we have to be we can't just walk past that. We have to deal with it. You know, my mother always taught me, she said, Tina, you can ignore your problems, but they're not going to go away. And I think that this is something that we have to confront and deal with.
You know, you describe that day as an attack on our core principles of democracy. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is that what we were doing inside that Capitol was a part of our constitutional process for counting the Electoral College votes to elect the next president. And we had people outside the Capitol, including the president, and people inside the Capitol saying that those votes weren't valid. And that is an attack on the core principle of self-governance. And also, the fact that this, I've never seen it before. Our Capitol hasn't been stormed by a violent mob since the War of 1812. So that was an attack. The Capitol is the home of our democracy, and people lost their lives. And there is a lot of questions that we have to answer about this and why it happened and how it happened. And of course, at the same time, we have such important work to do for the people of Minnesota and the country. And I just want everyone to know that I am very focused on the issues that people have, making sure that we get the vaccines distributed, that we have the right support for Governor Walz and the state government to make sure that everyone gets vaccinated, that the 10 million people in this country that have lost their jobs have the support that they need so they can get back on their feet. The tribal nations in northern Minnesota and around the country that have really had a struggle, that they also have support. So I think that there's, we can do more than one thing at the same time, and there is a lot of work to be done here in Washington right now.
I saw you post about that, and it made me chuckle that each of us every day in our jobs has to juggle a million things, and there's some talk that there's no way that the Senate can get multiple things done at the same time.
Yes, that's right. I was thinking about all this question about how can the Senate do nominations and also work on much needed COVID relief and also do the work of holding accountable those that were responsible for this attack. And I think to myself, talk to a mom or a dad who is every day trying, especially during COVID, struggling to get their kids, get the kids either to school or doing homeschooling and do their jobs and make sure that there's groceries in the fridge. And that's what people do. And the United States Senate can do that too. We can do more than one thing at once.
I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the new administration. You know, in the state of Minnesota, there's the governor is getting a lot of flack that he is governing through executive orders since President Biden has been in office, also executive orders. Can you talk a little bit about why or why not you think these are needed and kind of your hopes for this new administration?
Well, I think that President Biden is using executive orders in the right way. He is setting new policy for the federal government that he has the authority to do. In some ways, what he is doing, in some instances, what he's doing is undoing the executive orders of President Trump. So, for example, as you'll recall that when President Trump first came into office, one of the first things he did was to put a ban on, it was the Muslim ban, a ban on people traveling from predominantly Muslim countries. And President Biden undid that. But the point you're making, I think, is a really good one, which is that executive orders only take you so far, and it is up to Congress to pass legislation that are the laws of the land. And that is the kind of long-term sustaining change that's how it comes about. So I think it's very important that we increase the minimum wage. In the moment, this is one of the most important things we can do to help lift up income for families in Minnesota and around the country. And President Biden can't do that with an executive order, nor should he be able to. That's something that I think that we need to pass. We need to work hard to pass in Congress.
Before we let you go, let's end on a positive note. The 22-year-old National Poet Laureate, Amanda Gorman, your thoughts on her at the inauguration?
She was such a bright light on a week ago Wednesday at the inauguration. One of the things that I think is so interesting about her is clearly such a deeply talented and insightful person. She's 22 years old, so the depth of her insight is so remarkable. I also think it's quite interesting that she herself has suffered from a speech impediment. And so she has a common bond with President Biden, who also, many people have come to know, had an issue with a stutter when he was younger. And they both overcame that. And the strength and the power of her voice, I thought, was really exciting. And across the political spectrum, people were inspired by her. And I loved how she said, basically, be the light. Don't be afraid to be the light in this moment. And that would be a good message to a lot of members of Congress who have to have the courage of their convictions right now.
You can contact Minnesota Senator Tina Smith. Go to her website, smith.senate.gov. Thanks for your time. We hope to keep hearing from you as this time keeps going forward.
Thank you so much. I look forward to talking with you again soon, Heidi.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Stay warm.
You too. Bye-bye.